Dr. Biggs, early detection really gets a lot of play as far as saving lives and making treatment a little bit less. Can you tell me, sort of from the doctor's perspective, what is the importance of early detection in breast cancer?
Well, absolutely. So breast cancer, the major risk of breast cancer is that it might spread to some other part of the body. And the risk of that happening really is in large part determined by the size of the breast cancer and whether it spread to any lymph nodes. We call that the stage of the breast cancer. And so by early detection, you can catch those breast cancers when they're smaller, before they've had a chance to spread to lymph nodes, and decrease the risk of microscopic cancer cells spreading to any other part of the body.
Is there, apart from that, is there anything that you have to say about a common breast cancer symptom, apart from maybe feeling something or seeing something? Is there a feeling that you have in your body?
You know, honestly, if you have a feeling in your body of pain or something like that, that would generally indicate that the cancer's already spread. So you wouldn't want to wait until you had a feeling. You'd want to proactively do self-exams and get screening mammograms.
Well, part of my journey has been going through chemo and radiation, and we hear those terms a lot. Can you just explain actually what is chemotherapy and, to the degree that you can, radiation as well?
Sure. We can estimate the risk of cancer cells spreading to another part of the body. And if that risk is high enough, we can justify using chemotherapy to try to lower that risk. And chemotherapy generally refers to medications that can be given orally or intravenously that go all over the body and would kill cancer cells no matter where they are, either in the breast itself, in the lymph nodes, or maybe in other parts of the body if it had spread there. We like to give that chemotherapy before you can actually measure that cancer somewhere else, because by the time it gets big enough to show up on a scan, at that point, it's extremely difficult to actually cure breast cancer. But if you can catch it at a point where it's just microscopic before you can actually measure it, you can significantly reduce the risk of metastatic cancer showing up later on. Radiation therapy is very focused. It's like a beam of light, say, that you would shine on a part of the body. And the radiation particles will kill cells that are actively dividing. And so cancer cells tend to divide more regularly than normal body cells. And so radiation will preferentially kill those cancer cells. And so for women with breast cancer, even though the cancer is completely removed by the surgeon and the margins appear to be negative, depending on the characteristics of the cancer, there's still a risk of microscopic cancer cells just spreading outside that area where the resection was performed and still living in that area, usually in about a 1 centimeter radius around the primary cancer. And so for a typical breast cancer, that risk of local recurrence, if you just do surgery and don't do radiation, if you just do the lumpectomy, say, take out the portion of the breast that has the cancer, the risk of local recurrence might be in the 15% range. And it could be higher or lower depending on other characteristics, but let's just pick that number, which is kind of typical. If you want to reduce that risk, that 15% risk of a local recurrence, you would have to do radiation therapy to the breast. And there's many different formats for radiation. It can be given 5 days in a row. It can be given 3 weeks in a row, like 15 treatments over 3 weeks. Used to be 6 weeks was the standard. It's much shorter now. So there's many. You'd have to talk to the radiation oncologist to find out which schedule of treatment is best for you. But for most of those schedules, they'll reduce the risk of local recurrence by about 75%. So from 15% down to less than 5%. Risk of local recurrence. And so for women who want to preserve their breast, have a lumpectomy, have a good cosmetic outcome, We usually recommend radiation therapy to diminish the risk of local recurrence.
And going through the process, you understand that every body is different and every treatment is unique and everybody has their own, it's tailored just to them. And that actually feels good. It felt good as a patient to understand that my treatment was pretty specific. It was very specific to me and only me.
Mm-hmm.
So part of the human side of cancer is nutrition and lifestyle. Can you say anything about that going through treatment?
Well, sure. So there's two ways to look at that. There's lifestyle modifications that would reduce your risk of getting breast cancer in the first place. And there's several things that can be done there. Exercise is very important, and it's very clear that women who exercise regularly have a lower risk of multiple cancers, including breast cancer. Alcohol consumption is important, and there's a real dose-response relationship between how much a woman drinks on average, how many alcoholic drinks a day, and what their risk of breast cancer is. And so the risk, you know, is you can minimize your risk by minimizing alcohol consumption. And weight gain is important primarily in postmenopausal women. So women who gain significant amounts of weight after menopause have a significantly increased risk of breast cancer. And so staying active, keeping your weight, you know, as close to your ideal body weight as possible, and avoiding alcohol are the most important things.
Going through treatment and post-treatment as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, so it's important to reduce your risk of getting cancer in the first place. And then if you do get cancer and you're undergoing treatment, all those are all still modifiable risk factors. So we frequently look at getting a cancer diagnosis as a teachable moment. People are more receptive to that kind of advice after a cancer diagnosis.
Maybe this leads into another, you know, idea, but can you share with us your witness to a successful outcome for patients? What does it look like to be an ideal patient going through our chemotherapy and maybe subsequently radiology or radiation?
Right. Most people are optimistic and in good people. And I think having cancer doesn't necessarily change people, but it magnifies who they are. And so you find most people rise to the occasion. They become, frankly, heroic in my eyes, the way they deal with the disease, the way they deal with the treatment, the inevitable side effects, and managing through that. And so that is, in my mind, the joy of being an oncologist is being able to witness people as they go through a difficult, trying experience, but really rise to the occasion and become, frankly, heroic in our eyes. That's the joy of it, and helping people cope with, you know, the fears and the side effects, but realizing that they are going to be okay, the most likely, you know. And the vast majority of our breast cancer patients are cured. So it's allows us to be optimistic and try to hopefully share that with the patients.
Is there any one thing that you wish a patient would do differently upon a new diagnosis? You know, there's a lot of fear and, questions and, you kind of can lose yourself in the diagnosis. Is there anything that you wish a patient would do differently?
Well, the only things I see that sometimes lead people astray is they'll listen to non-authoritative voices. And so there's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of people suggesting things from either their experience or maybe they're promoting a product that are not really grounded in any scientific basis. And so you end up with a lot of background noise. And so being upfront with your doctor about, you know, what you've heard, does this make sense? You know, is this something I should do? Rather than just jumping in and doing a lot of things that we don't know if they're necessarily harmful, but they're probably not helpful. And That's the only thing, is to have an open conversation about that and try to discuss things and make rational choices.
One thing that I know personally that I asked you about, and, you know, maybe listeners out there can identify with, you kind of can go off the rails with YouTube and, you know, websites and also supplements that might help you and things like that. And it was important. You had asked me to let me know if I was taking anything or anything, you know, can you speak on supplements and that kind of stuff?
Yeah. So supplements are a huge topic, and there's a lot of different kinds of supplements. Things we talked about, most of the common sense health things to do, you know, like we talked about as far as exercise, you know, eating a well-balanced diet, a Mediterranean-style diet, and avoiding alcohol and those kind of things, that's important. There's very few instances where specific vitamin or nutraceutical type supplements are really going to make a difference. And it's possible that they could actually, some of them could interfere with treatments, could cause side effects to be worse. So it's the vast majority of supplements outside the ones that we specifically prescribe, I personally would recommend avoiding, but it's a conversation, and you know, a lot of them are probably not at all harmful, and so it's fine to go ahead and take them. But it really should be a discussion between you and the physician as to what are the risks and the potential benefits, if any.
Is there any reliable resource, like one resource that you would put out there as something for patients and people to look at?
Sure. So one website that is all vetted by professional oncologists would be cancer.net. And so that's supported by the American Society of Clinical Oncology. It's all vetted information. You can go to that website, look up your specific disease and get reliable information there. That's one good source.
Thank you for sharing your knowledge. It's really important, and I think really interesting to get the mind of a physician to let us know and peel back a little bit about what really goes on during these conversations with a breast cancer patient.
Sure. It's my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to your audience.